This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you find yourself wondering what might possibly happen between now and whatever the end of the debt ceiling hullabaloo turns out to be, yeah, us too. Which is why we were so happy to see what Tim Fernholz had done over at Quartz. That's the Atlantic Magazine's business and economic site. He did a flowchart. If yes, this happens. If no, then that happens. It's a little bit like a choose-your-own-adventure novel. So we called him up and we asked him to come over and explain it to us. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Kai.
We will start at the beginning with a couple of steps which now honestly seem unlikely. One, you say there could be a consolidated bargain. There could be a deal.
The best possible outcome is that President Obama and Republicans in Congress get together and come up with a fiscal deal that cuts the deficit and they raise the debt ceiling as part of that.
We should say that does not seem likely.
That does not seem likely.
Option two. A concession to Republican demands from the White House.
Republicans would really like to just cut spending a lot in order to raise the debt limit. Don't think the Senate and I don't think President Obama are going to give into that, but that's one option. And if we cut spending that much, probably have a recession, certainly be on the back of a lot of seniors in Medicare, Social Security.
But at least the debt ceiling will be taken care of.
We avoid a crisis.
All right. This next item is intriguing. You say he could option $2 trillion worth of public assets. What does that mean? Is that like selling the Brooklyn Bridge?
Pretty much. Assuming that Ben Bernanke of the Federal Reserve would go along with this, which he probably wouldn't if he wouldn't take the coin, President Obama could say, listen, I'm going to put an option on
Alaska.
To sell Alaska, give it to the Federal Reserve in exchange for a couple $1 trillion, pay all the bills, avoid the default.
You know, this is funny. I mean, people think this is outrageous on the face of it. But if you'll recall, 5-6 years ago, Ford did the same thing with everything it had, the Blue Oval, the whole shebang, which got it through the recession and all of that stuff without a bailout.
Sometimes in a crisis, you have to do crazy seeming things.
Okay. Here's one, actually, that a lot of people are exploring and is being taken somewhat seriously, prioritizing payments.
Exactly.
So that is what? Deciding who to pay?
Pretty much. So when February 15th rolls around that time and Treasury runs out of cash, they're going to have revenue coming in from taxes and other things, but not enough to pay the bills.
Yeah.
Hypothetically, the Treasury Secretary, the President could say, we're going to pay some people and not others. It may be illegal. Because Congress is supposed to do that. There's a legal opinion from 1985 that says it might be legal.
Oh, man.
But the bigger problem is it might be impossible to do because everything is running on antiquated computer systems and getting them all rejiggered to not automatically do these payments in time just might not be possible.
Say that one more time. We can't actually figure out who to pay and who not to pay?
If we could figure out who we wanted to pay, let's say we just picked 40% of the things the government's not going to do it, it might not be possible to change the computer systems and the way we actually do the payments in time to stop that money from going out.
Okay, so having done all of this analysis, what of all the many boxes and options and arrows and dotted lines on your flowchart, what's the most likely scenario? What's going to happen?
The most likely scenario is going to be, I think, sort of the classic Washington punt. Like we saw in 2011 with the fiscal cliff, or like we saw with the fiscal cliff in the fiscal cliff.
That sound you hear is the can being kicked down the road, and I apologize to everybody for using that phrase. Right?
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
Pretty much, but that wouldn't be such a bad thing. As long as you don't default on the U.S. debt, kicking the can in a measured way is pretty good.
All right, so let's skip on down to the bottom of this thing, the bottom of your flowchart, to the box that says there be dragons, as if we don't know what happens if we don't fix this thing. Can we really not know? Are you sure?
We really don't. It would be unprecedented for the U.S. to run out of cash and potentially default on its debt. And when that happens, the reactions in the market, the political reactions, what people on the street will think, it's hard to say. We would be in a whole new world. And just like the old explorers' maps when they didn't know where they were going,
there'd be dragons. Now I get it. Tim Fernholz, he writes for The Atlantic's new business website. It's called Quartz. Tim, thanks a bunch.
Pleasure to be here.
And I should say you can see his flowchart on our website. It's marketplace.org.